CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 28th of February 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Landmark for Stay Safe Net. Share your views on direct to full licence exam. Tonight at 8 looks at propagation tools. Last Thursday evening, Lowestoft District and Pye Amateur Radio Club held its 100th Stay Safe Net hosted on GB3YL. The net has been running on Monday and Thursday nights since the first lockdown with James, M1TES, helped by some other local amateurs. Each week the number of participants has increased and has even included amateurs from Holland joining in when conditions allowed it. This is quite an achievement and has brought local amateurs together. Have you ever given your views in the RSGB's consultation on a new direct to full licence exam? Nearly 800 people have responded already, so make sure your voice is heard by completing the Society's survey. The background to this consultation, as well as links to the proposed syllabus and full survey, are on the RSGB website. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar takes place on Monday the 1st of March. RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will look at using propagation prediction tools. You can find out more about Tonight at 8 webinars, as well as links to further information, books and videos on the webinar topics on the Society's website. From modest beginnings on the 31st of March 1921, the men and women of the Royal Australian Air Force have served Australia's national interest. To mark this centenary, the Wireless Institute of Australia will be celebrating with two call signs. VI-100AF will operate from the 1st of March to the 29th of May. It'll be used by radio amateurs that are either current or veteran military personnel. Some activities may be from military bases. VK-100AF will be active from the 1st of March to the 31st of August. This call sign will be used by a team of over 40 radio amateurs across the bands around Australia. Full QSL information and details of operations can be found on qrz.com. The RSGB has launched a new page on its website that includes a video outlining the benefits of membership. To watch the video and to find out more, go to the RSGB pages. Radio amateurs serving in the Finnish military will be using the prefix OI on Friday the 5th of March. There are only about 35 stations with an OI call sign, so it's a rare prefix. There's an award available, just search online for Award Finland. Now the DX News. Tom NL7RR is active as KH9 stroke call sign from Wake Island, IOTA reference OC053. For about 6 weeks he hopes to be on the 40 and 20 metre bands as time permits using SSB. 5 Victor 7 Delta Echo is the newly issued call sign for Daniel, HB9EHD, who's in Kara in Togo. He'll be operating Q0100 SSB during his evenings and on the 40 and 20 metre bands FT8, QSL via logbook of the world and EQSL or direct to his home call. Now for special event news, St David is the patron saint of Wales. St David's Day is celebrated by the Welsh around the world on the 1st of March. Simon, GW0NVN, will be operating GB0SDD on HF and 2 metres from 0000 to 2359 UTC on the 1st of March. Club log, logbook of the world and EQSL will be used. GB2VAX will be operational from the QTH of Andy, G4ISN, of the Welland Valley ARS from the 1st to the 28th of March. Modes will be SSB, FT4, FT8 on the HF bands. Coventry is the city of culture in 2021. GB1COC is being operated until the 13th of March On behalf of Coventry ARS by Brian, GHGMU, he'll be mainly on the 80-metre bands using SSB 2 metres, FM and digital speech modes. See QRZ.com for more. Now the contest news. Please remember to check before any contest for local rules, and in particular follow the advice from your national and local government advice. This weekend, CQ 160 metre DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2200 UTC today, the 28th. Using SSB only, the exchange is Signal. Report in CQ zone. American stations also send their state and Canadians their province. The REF contest runs for 36 hours, ending at 1800 UTC today. The 28th, using SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is Signal report and serial number. French stations also exchange their department number or overseas prefix. Today, the 28th, the first 70 megahertz cumulative contest runs from 1000 to 1200 UTC. All modes, the exchange is Signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday, the data leg of the 80 metered club championships runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is Signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC. It's followed by the all mode UK 2 metre activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number, and locator. Wednesday, 144 megs FT8 activity contest, 1900 to 2100 UTC, exchange a signal report and your four-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the UK EI contest club 80 metre runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB only exchanges your locator. Next weekend, it's the ARRN International DX Contest. It runs for 48 hours, 0000 UTC on the 6th to 2359 UTC on the 7th. Using SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and transmit power. American stations will also exchange their state, Canadians their province. The 144432 megs contest also takes place next weekend, running from 1400 UTC on the 6th to 1400 on the 7th. All modes are permitted. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 7th, the UK Microwave Group low band contest runs 1000 to 1600 UTC. 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The Work Tall Britain 3.5 megs phone contest will take place next Sunday the 7th. 1800 to 2200 UTC, exchange a signal report, serial number and WAB square. Entries should be with the QSL manager by the 17th of March. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, there will be no mobile or portable categories. However, there will be a club category with members operating from their home QTH. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had a slightly better week in terms of solar activity, but the consensus is that HF propagation is still in the doldrums. Two sunspot groups made an appearance last week, although by now they may have vanished around the sun's edge again. Group 2804 and 2805 pushed the solar flux index to 81 by Thursday, with sunspot numbers of 33. Although group 2804 was quite large and also responsible for several low-level B-class solar flares, 2805 never really managed to appear as much more than a pinprick on the solar surface. Last week, it was dominated by geomagnetic disturbance, with the KP index staying at 4 for a lot of the time. This was mainly caused by the arrival of matter from a coronal mass ejection that was launched from the sun on the 20th of February, and ongoing high-speed solar wind streams from coronal holes. The solar wind speed has been dropping, which suggests a return to more settled geomagnetic conditions this weekend. The US Air Force predicts the solar flux index will start at 82 on Sunday, but then decline to 74 as the week progresses. This reflects the lack of future sunspot activity currently being seen on the Stereo Ahead spacecraft. Geomagnetic conditions are likely to start settled but become unsettled on the 1st, 2nd and 6th of March, with a potential KP index of 5. This is due to matter arriving from a very large coronal hole on the sun's surface. So it looks like a reasonable weekend for HF, but conditions and MUFs may decline early next week. And note that we're now entering March. Spring is typically a time when HF favours north-south paths, such as the UK to South Africa and South America. Make the most of the next couple of months before we enter the summer season, which is characterised by a lower F2 layer maximum usable frequencies. However, the bands will stay open longer, perhaps even 24 hours, on 20 metres by midsummer. Short skip sporadic eon 7 to 28 megs can make up for decreasing F2 layer propagation and activity, but we're still a couple of months away from the start of the sporadic E season. Now for VHF and up, as we ended the week, an area of high pressure extended towards southern Britain from the southwest. It should have been firmly established over the country by now and should produce a welcome return to tropo conditions for VHF and UHF. This should dominate into next week, but during Tuesday a more summer-like area of low pressure drifts north from Biscay and may produce some heavy spring showers over southern England, so possibly rain scatter conditions will be up and coming for midweek. The high doesn't go away and should bring further tropo after the showery interlude, but eventually an Atlantic cold front will move into northwest Britain at the end of the week, starting a spell of unsettled windy weather there, but leaving southern Britain under the tropo ridge for another day or two. We're now in an extended period where lowest EME path losses coincide with low moon declination and hence short moon visibility windows. This week declination goes negative on Monday, so moon visibility windows and peak moon elevations will reduce. Path losses continue to fall this week as we get to the moon's closest approach to Earth, called perigee, on Tuesday. There are no major meteor showers until mid-March, so pre-dawn continues to be the best time for random meteor scatter contacts. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me, likewise, until next week.